tell you how much I love the second Tuesday of the month. February 10th going on, by the way, and you're waking up to 30 degrees right now. Some light drizzle out there in spots, so keep that in mind when you're heading out. Talking with our friends from Wilkin Soil and Water, Taylor, in to talk with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
young
Bill.
Lady. Good to see your smiling face.
You as well.
And Happy New Year. I'm a little late with it, but yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk with you yet.
No, I haven't been here for a while, so it's good to be back.
So, you loving it? I mean, you're one of the newbies there. You loving what you do?
Yes, of course. Yeah. It's growing great, of course.
We talked about this when you came in, about all the information that comes in, too, and it's like, it's mind-blowing, because every time you guys come in here, you're talking about new things.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely something new, if not multiple things new every day.
Hey, let's talk about something that isn't new, something you've been doing over there for a while, and it's always popular. Trees, and more trees.
Yeah, of course. Our tree program, it's always a big hit. Because if you haven't noticed, we get strong winds in the Red River Valley in the winter months, especially. This causes additional harm to the soil that is left without a barrier. And there's two things we at the district can offer you. Being the farmer of the ground, planting a fall cover crop to keep the field not as bare over the winter has many excellent benefits above the ground and below as well. But you'll have to talk with Adam on that, though, because I know he's got some options there.
Sure.
Looking more above the ground, and I'm sure everyone knows this answer by now, to break up the wind, which is planting trees.
All right.
What we do best. Getting a large belt out in large open sections can reduce wind speeds from anywhere to 50 to 80% at times, slowing those winds down. So we have a cost share available for plantings done by us, depending on what your goal is there. But we're at the tail end of taking orders for trees. The deadline's actually 2 days away already, on the 12th. So that way we can secure our order from the nurseries as they're quickly dropping an inventory. So stop by or give us a call letting us know what trees you would like.
What kind of trees are we talking about? I mean, if you could just all kinds?
Anything. Any evergreens. We plant a lot of cottonwoods out there.
I appreciate what you guys do with the trees every time I get on a highway that's got a really nice like shelter belt. It's like, oh, this is kind of nice. So, and I always think of you guys too. It's like, well, thank you, Wilkin Soil and Water.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah,
you got some events coming up too, pretty quick. Tell us about this.
Yeah, another big hit of ours is Ladies Egg Night, which is on April 9th this year. There will be postcards sent out in a few weeks with additional info for this year's night. Of Water for the Next Generation is the theme. It will be held again at the Wapiton Community Events Center, where we had it last year. The speaker for the evening will be Gary Gorham of Maple Hills Orchard, just outside of Detroit Lakes. And the entertainment to follow is the Looney Lutherans. Tickets will be available soon.
That.
Yeah, we'll see what they're about. Brenda found them, and it sounds like an interesting show.
That'd be worth going just to check them out.
Right? Well, tickets will be available soon for you to either. You can stop by or call the Richland or Wilkins Soil and Water offices.
Okay. And we were talking, too, you got kind of a busy summer lined up, too. We'll cover that later on in maybe next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But a busy summer coming up, too.
Yes, always. We're already starting to ramp up the spring planning, so.
All right.
Because there's a lot to plant for. But lastly, I'll mention there's an irrigation cost share program we can offer, which is funded through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program in Minnesota. This funding is for already existing pivots installed in fields to help restore and add variable rate technology to some outdated systems, helping with nutrient management, making sure the right rates of nutrients and fertilizer aren't being over-applied and wasted. Even though there aren't as many in our flat-landed area, it's more common to see pivots in hills or sandier ground that needs that regular irrigation. We have, we do have a couple in the northeast section, though, of the county, so just had to put it out there.
Okay. Great information, as always, and a lot of it. Thanks so much, Taylor, for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Bill.
And that's what I love about the second Tuesday of every month. We talk with our friends at Wilkin Soil and Water. 709 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.